What is the resulting dish from the ingredients devotion and disgruntledness? Devoted and disgruntled is where I've been this weekend. From Saturday, took Sunday off, went over there again on Monday. And just to be amongst people who are asking the question, what do we want to see happen in the performing arts? And then so many people coming into the centre of a circle. Everybody was sat around the outside, and in the centre there's pens and paper and some clipboards. And people, when they've got their ideas after the concept of open space has been explained by Improbables, Phelim, God, I can't remember his surname. I'm terribly sorry, Phelim. I will certainly remember it as soon as I finish this podcast. But his explanation just brought everybody into a common understanding of what we were there to do. And gradually people came into the centre and wrote down questions that they wanted to pose to the group. And then the group get to look at the massive list of plotted schedules, which was done seamlessly. I mean, it was beautifully planned. And within the room, you've got certain chairs which have got a big sort of telescopic aerial with flags of beautifully illustrated animals. I'd love to know who their illustrator was, because they really set the tone. And I've got some photos of those, so I'll put those in my blog post. And I'll also include this embedded in the blog post, probably, to make a little bit of a sort of a media scrapbook for the day, or for the few days. But some of the questions that were being asked were from, it was quite a lot of audience questions. There was quite a lot of how do I questions relating to, one girl wanted to set up a theatre company, someone else was looking to interact more with audiences that don't traditionally participate. Some was to do with disability and access needs. There's a lot of reach out questions, but there was also some questions about the nature of the industry itself. How can we be more inclusive? How can we get women recognised more? There was some, very nicely, some children that were attending on the first day. Ridley, who was Phelim's son, was there all on his own, running around, injecting a really beautiful childlike chaos to the group, which in some ways kind of united the adults together. And there was this sense of, although we didn't keep an eye on him particularly, because his mother was doing a beautiful job, also a theatre practitioner, I believe. But day three that I attended, I'm not sure about day two, but there was a few more kids, and there was really this sense of the kids kind of governing themselves, playing. Yes, they broke up into a bit of chaos, but it was a real nice underlying energy that was going on. And so parents in performance arts, there were some questions about sort of inclusion in that sense as well. So I've then had the task of this afternoon, I'm just on my way to gym and swim, getting back into my routine. But then I'm going to go back and I'm going to write the reports this afternoon. There was two sessions that I called. One was about legacy, and one was about sharing best practice amongst audience practitioners. So two topics which are not supposed to take a long time to write up. I didn't do them at the sessions because the fear of sitting down and becoming completely blank was more overwhelmingly frightening than the overwhelming nature of all of the content that was just bombarded, whether I was trying so hard to listen and sharing information when I felt that it could be useful. But the problem with sharing information is that unless you've got the link written down to actually give somebody something concrete, it's just another idea into the pot. talked quite a lot about Audiences Europe, had some really nice conversations with people who were already members, who were a little bit curious to know exactly what it's all about and why it exists. And with the transition that's happening at the moment with the reinforcement of the core executive team, I think there's an interesting ignition that could come from that project. And then the other thing that I was talking about, not too much, because I didn't want people to think that the trade union nature was going to overpower the conversation, which sometimes, if people aren't familiar with the association nature of equity, the notion of trade unionism can be, even amongst activists of the art, can feel a little bit institutional. But I was there with a scheduled online video room branch meeting or meetup, and I was able to run that from the foyer to varying degrees of success because of the machine I was using. But that, having the technology and getting that working, is an accessibility issue in itself. And had some nice conversations where technology access and digital inclusion were being talked about alongside physical access and special needs inclusion. And that was really nice to just be part of those conversations and feel that the things that I was trying to achieve for people did have resonances amongst these access thinkers and activists. So yes, I am approaching the sports centre now. I love this sports centre. I am really enjoying my gym sessions and my little swim afterwards. So I'm really hoping that I can keep this schedule up. I'm not going to be able to do these times when I'm doing paid work, but while I'm at home doing online digital outreach, home consultations and online video rooms, it's perfectly feasible, which is cool. So I'm going to be also contacting all of the people who I got cards from. Now, I was quite selective. I didn't just pick cards willy-nilly. When I had a genuine conversation with someone, I thought, I really do want to continue or pass on a piece of information, I did get their details. And I am fully intending to pass on each piece of content that I intended to give to that person. So I had a really great time. So if you've listened to this and you were at D&D, thank you so much for attending. And if you talked to me, thank you for talking to me. Anyone else, thank you for listening. Hope give a bit of an insight in just what's going on and how I'm trying to get through the beginning of this year. Hopefully continuing this into the rest of the year. I'm at PCM Creative. Follow me there on Twitter. Do comment on this podcast if you are on the desktop, because one of my actions for me for this year is not only legacy but also my audience, and contacting and connecting with you guys that are following on this platform. I'm really interested because I know that it gets quite a lot of views and I've had a lot of reposts before, so I'm just interested to find out who you guys are. And I do hope your year is progressing in a way that's pleasing for you. And if it's not, and you want a bit of a hand or a little bit of a brainstorm to move that next step forward, do get in touch. I'm more than happy to do Skype calls with people to talk about the blockages in their working practice. And those chats, if we chat for an hour, are completely free. Just want you to know that. But other consultations beyond that, I'm looking to increase my fee-based work and balance it up with my value work. So thanks for listening. I'm going to go and try and lose a little bit of weight.